Call Back the Past.
End of the year in 1907, a small group of people came from Russia, and I joined them. First we were at Petah Tikva, then later we went to Hedera, where we found work and rented a house. Very small, only two rooms. There were 12 of us. The girl comrade remained at home. She cooked, did the wash. She was a mother, she was a sister, she was a friend. She knew, one thing she knew, that she had to take care of them. And I remember, I was the girl.
Miriam Baratz, selling of early Jewish pioneers to Palestine in 1907. The year provided an opportunity for America's Theodore Roosevelt to call for the second Hague Peace Conference, which was shipwrecked on the German refusal to accept armament limitations. New Zealand received Dominion status in 1907, and South Africa's Orange River colony was granted self-government. And in the year in which Oklahoma became the 46th American state, this was a hit song.
Who is the man who will spend or will even lend?
Harrigan!
That's me.
Who is your friend when you find that you need a friend? Harrigan!
That's me. I am as proud of my name, you see, as an emperor's daughter or king could be. Who is the man that helps a man every time he can?
Harrigan.
That's me. H.
A.
W. R. I.
G. A. N. Phil Harrigan.
Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Give it a man can say a word again me. H.
A.
W. R. I.
G. A. N. U. E.
Is a name that a shame never has been connected with.
Harrigan.
That's me.
H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Devil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C.
Harrigan, a hit song of 1907. Henry Farman built a successful biplane in 1907, a year which saw the inventions of Bakelite by Leo Bakeland and the launching of two great liners, the Mauritania and the ill-fated Lusitania. Sound recording was by now reasonably well established, although some artists were still a little vague as to what was expected of them, like George Formby Sr., who turned up to this 1907 recording session wearing his stage costume and full makeup.
I don't think he knows what he was talking about. Does anybody know whether the glass of beer at once or home? I can give it another life. I was finished now. I'm just talking now, you know, just to waste time while this record is going through now, because I've got no else to say at all. Well, these machines are very awkward to put them down. It's time up now. Let me know and then I can go. There's a chap behind me, and he opens a little trap.
Aaron Terry produced George Bernard Shaw's Captain Brassbound's Conversion in 1907 and married her leading man, James Carew, during the run of the play. Shaw also had Major Barbara produced in 1907. Other plays of the year, Strindberg's The Ghost Sonata and J.M. Singer's Playboy of the Western World. Florenz Ziegfeld started his famous Ziegfeld Follies in 1907, but musically, the year was dominated by Franz Lehár's operetta, The Merry Widow.
Verehrte Damen und Herren, ich halte es dem Gastes Pflicht, den Hausherrn danken zu feiern, doch Redner, das bin ich nicht. Ich sag darum in aller Kürze, wie bekanntlich immer die Kürze, der Baron gab heute sein Bestes, wir bringen ihm ein Glas. Herzlich dargebracht, so hat dies nicht nur mich als Hausherr, auch als Gesandten stolz gemacht. Des Festes höhere Bestimmung
ist nicht nur Amüsement allein. Sie gilt dem Geburtstag des Fürsten, dem patriotisch wie uns Wein. Bin Landesvater Berbocura, drum rührt mich patriotisch dies. Denn ich bin schließlich in Figura von der Wehrung in Paris.
Als Landesamt der Figura, der Wehrung der Erste stehen.
In 1907 was the year in which D.W. Griffiths became a film director. William N. Selig took a crowd of actors from Chicago to Los Angeles, a move which started the West Coast city as an international film center. Titles replaced commentators in 1907, and the slow motion effect was first used that year. Old-time actor Harry de Metz was involved in movie making in those days, and recalls,
"I am one of the few surviving actors who started filmmaking in the back streets of Cambwell. They were the days of silent pictures. I worked for a producer. I was his secretary. This man could not read or write, but he used to make a lot of sketches similar to cave drawings, which he would afterwards explain to me, and I would make them up in the form of a script. Now, most of these pictures was made in the open air, and we had to depend upon the sun and a very fine day. If it was raining, we got no wages. Well, now, coming to wages, our wages in those days was 3 and 6 pence for the day, with a break at lunchtime for a twopenny pint of beer and a crust of bread and cheese."
A wave of panic caused a run on the American banks in 1907, and only an astute move by financier J.P. Morgan, who imported $100 million in gold from Europe, stopped the slide. The states of Alabama and Georgia adopted liquor prohibition in a year in which the stiff formal dance patterns were ousted forever with the advent of the waltz, as introduced by Franz Lehár in The Merry Widow. The waltz's popularity gave rise to other songs, like this one, sung by 1907 music hall star Elsie Janis.
"Now, babies of Mary, to a teacher of death, and in London settled down. He left a flat, so then she wrote her old beau and said, 'Mill, please come to town. I find I love you a lot after all, and for you, dear, I sigh.' He wrote a card that hit her hard, for this was Bill's reply. 'I like your style and your smile and the way you wear your hair. I like your clothes, your looks are more than fair. I must admit you can sort out the bull better than most young ladies can. Well, I like your pa, your ma, and your sister too. There is no doubt that I think a lot of you. Why, I'd come to town in a minute, but you've got a dancing man."
Leda Forrest conducted a successful experiment in broadcasting music in 1907, but radio as we know it today was still in its infancy. Songs were plugged by pianists in music stores and on song slides in movie houses. It was the age of ragtime and Scott Joplin. Gladiator's Rag by Scott Joplin in 1907. Books of the Year: The Iron Heel by Jack London, O. Henry's The Trimmed Lamp, Chamber Music by James Joyce, and The Secret Agent by Joseph Conrad. Winner of the 1907 Nobel Prize for Literature was Rudyard Kipling. This is a 1907 recording of Kipling's work by actor Lewis Waller.
"Gladiator, disheartened in a battle to a battery of the corps, that is first among the women, and amazing first in war. And what the blooming battle was, I don't remember now, but Doozorf Meade answered to the name of Snarlier. They was moving into action. They was needed very sore to learn a little schooling to a native army corps. They'd nipped against an uphill. They was sucking down the brow when a tricky, trundling round shot gives a knock to Snarley Owl. They cut him loose and left him. He was almost sore in two, but he tried to follow after as a well-trained horse could do.
The four principal blood groups, O, A, B, and AB, were discovered by Jansky in 1907, the year in which August von Bussermann pioneered his successful test for syphilis, determining the seriousness of the infection. 1907 was also the year of the first comic strip, Mr. Mutt, later Mutt and Jeff, in the San Francisco Chronicle. And in 1907, Sophie Tucker sang That Loving Rag.
The loving rag, the loving rag, it fills you with joy and joyful jag. It makes you glad, your heart is let to have. The loving, loving rag. Your honey gal close to your breast, oh yeah. You dance the rag, you love the fills, fair. You never want to stop that loving rag. Get my home and mother mighty soon. Keep right on the rag and not a step I miss. I tell you, babe, a home ain't nothing like this. Put your arms around me, be glad and long. I feel myself a-slipping, I mean no wrong. Close your eyes, my babe, we dance till morn. That doggone loving rag.
A liberal government was in control in Britain, and the Conservative Party opposition was exploiting the dread of socialism. Conservative MP Sir Alexander Ackland Hood's message in 1907.
The greatest danger which Englishmen have to face in future is the spread of those socialistic principles which would stifle all individual enterprise and reduce our people to one dead level. Of the Radical Party in the House of Commons, one half are in sympathy with socialism, the other half is afraid to oppose it openly. The only party in the country which can defeat socialism is the Unionist Party, who have carried so many valuable social...
A British political speech in the year 1907. The gramophone was put to many strange uses in 1907, one of them being a vehicle for political satire. This disc, made that year by Mr. Merriman and John Bull, attacks the Liberal government's record and, in passing, refers to the granting of independence to the Transvaal in rather unflattering terms.
Conversation between John Bull and Mr. Merriman, who has been up to London, by Cayley Calvert.
Well, Mr. Merriman, you've been up to London, I understand. Did you visit the House of Commons?
Oh, yes, I went there.
And how are things going on at Westminster?
Well, I'll tell you. The dear old Liberal government, under the heel of the Socialists, has had time now to show its form. They've dropped the export coal tax because Germany wanted coal so as to compete better with us. The result is 2 million put on our taxes, and the working man's coal costing him about £2 a year more on the average because so much is being sent abroad. Bread dearer, with the winter to face. Then they've given the Transvaal back to the Boers, after we bought it with the blood of our nose.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath. and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.